Welcome to Generate Joy, a podcast for women ready to discover their unique God-given purpose and step into a life of freedom, focus, and fulfillment. Hi, I'm Amy Davis, certified CBT life coach and Christian mentor. Every week, I'm bringing you biblical strategies and tactical practicals for spiritual growth, mindset mastery, and more. I want to help you get inspired, unstuck, boost your confidence, and start building a life you love. I want to help you stay faithful to God and learn how to generate the type of joy that's contagious. I know you're going to be encouraged by this episode, so let's get into it. Tell you about a free resource that I've been creating just for you. It is a 30-day reset guide focusing on our identity and discovering what God says about you and who you are. Each day is a thought that you can think a few times a day that's based off of scripture. It's paired with a scripture, and then you can read through it, journal about it, just get your brain focused on it for the day, and you'll be able to keep God's word central as you're thinking thoughts throughout your day on purpose. So this little guide is a free resource to encourage you in your relationship with Jesus. So if you have been stressed or stuck or stagnant in your Bible reading routine, or you're kind of just needing a refresh or a reference sheet for reminding yourself of, you know, how much you are seen and known and loved by God, this guide can be a great tool to help jumpstart or kickstart that desire to start gaining momentum in your relationship and growth in Jesus. So scroll down, click over, download the free 30-day reset guide on identity. I'm going to release a bonus episode in a few days that'll walk you through it, but you can get a head start, get started on that. It's so encouraging. All right. Now, the topic for today is also on identity, because there are so many things out there right now, so many Bible studies, so many topics, so many different ways to kind of discover your identity in Christ. And I wanted to take this whole episode and give some thoughts on what are things that are impacting our identity that's making us feel so unsteady, unsure. Like, what are the things that are causing us to question who we are deep down? And I've come up with five that I'm going to share with you right now. So let's just hop into it. These are five things that are impacting our identity. All right. So the first one is going to be trials. When we face trials, when we face hardships, when we face things that are especially long experiences of a trial, it does shake our core identity. It shakes us to a point where we're like, we can't solve this problem, but we make it mean something more by trying to figure out the why. James talks about, "Count it all joy, brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds. For you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness, and let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing." You may be going through a trial right now that is shaking your identity, and your brain is trying to figure out why. Why is this happening to me? We constantly try to find reasons to justify what it is that's happening, because our brain has been given to us with reasoning skills, right? But James talks about that it is to grow your joy. Count it joy when you are met with trials of all kinds. I know that we have been going through a trial with our daughter's health, and I've talked about it many times on the podcast. It is a trial for us as a family, but specifically for her, because she can't fix it. Like, there's nothing that's like able to, you know, take you know, these three pills and call me in the morning kind of a thing. Like, it is an ongoing trial. It's something that daily she has to allow God to do his work and heal her body in his timing, and counting it joy that he's growing her faith to trust in God along the way. But we're trying to make it mean something, like, if I could have gone back in A, B, C, or D, you know, these different like options that we might give ourselves when we're thinking backwards, then it might alleviate some of the what? Stress, the struggle, the frustration, the emotions that you're feeling. But really, the emotion is just a response as a human being. And it's okay to be emotional about going through a trial, especially when the trial spreads over years of just drudging through just the same thing over and over and over. A trial can impact our identity and cause us to question everything that there is about ourselves. Another one is transitions. Transitions in our life is a normal part of the human experience, but we make it mean something that it's not. And it's bizarre because when we're younger, like when you're little and you're going like from summer to first grade, right? Or from like middle school to high school, you're used to transitioning from one grade level to the next. And when you get into college, you're used to going, like, getting your whole schedule dialed in there for the first semester. And then second semester, it's almost like a reset, but it's no big deal. You can figure it out and you can talk yourself through it. But later in life, when you have transitions, it is bizarre. I am like so laughing about this. Once I've kind of put this together, I'm so thankful because I can look back on my life and be like, oh yeah, that was needed for that season. But we get so wrapped up in not wanting to change. And what is useful in your life for one season might not be useful in the next. And this is a good example of that. When I was pregnant with my third child, my sweet baby angel, Jed, I ran a small group with some ladies in our community. And I remember there was two ladies in there who had recently gotten married, and they were having the hardest time adapting to married life. Not because of like submission issues, not because of like not loving their husband or whatever, but literally because of this, because they, as older single women, already knew like who you were at the top of your game and who you were in Christ as an older single woman. But when we got married, I know for myself, I experienced this, and these ladies in my small group experienced it. It's like, who am I? What in the world? Like, I used to be so confident. I used to be so like, charging hell with the water pistol, like passionate for Jesus and evangelical and like energized. It's like all of the things that you used to be just totally were like null and void. And I remember being in the small group where we were discussing this, and we were all just sat there with just like, This is one of those things I have to tell you, is that there are going to be transitions in your life, season to season, where you're going to be like, I have no idea who I am now as a fill in the blank, or in this city of fill in the blank. Like, and that doesn't mean that you're somehow less than, or that God has forgotten about you. No, it is a transition in your life, in the human experience, where you are now able to depend and walk out the faith that God has been growing in you. And James talks about, don't just be hearers of the word, be doers also. And these are opportunities for us to walk out and depend upon who God is making us and who we need to become in the season he's put us in. So transitional times of our lives can really shake and impact our identity. But when we're aware of it, we can talk ourselves kind of like off the ledge of like, okay, you're not being crazy. Life is just as it is. It doesn't mean anything. You're just going to need to adapt and change and grow, and all is well, right? All of us are changing. Scripture teaches us that we are changing from one degree of glory to the next. So we're all in this state of being moldable and being adaptable to the seasons of life that we walk through. But it should not totally just like rock our identity. And another one is trauma. Trauma for sure. If you've experienced deep-seated trauma from childhood, it can totally warp and shape your identity. A lot of people spend so much time in therapy learning how to basically rewire their brain and to grow and to process through so much trauma that has happened to them as a small child. And that is huge when it comes to identity. It definitely impacts your identity. Okay, another one is triumphs. Our accomplishments, our successes, our triumphant moments, you know, impact who we are and our identity in very unique ways. And later in life, they really do reach out and remind us of who we are. And that can be positive and it can be negative. A positive way for me to think about this is just like I love art. I love painting. I love drawing. I love drawing on big giant scales, like murals and anything like that. So I can look back on my accomplishments of different murals that I've done when I know I'm about to go into another project and I'm getting nervous. I can encourage myself and be like, but look, you already did this really cool one over here. You can do it again. You know, that triumph, that moment of success can be useful today to like help spur me forward to take another job as a mural artist, right? So our triumphs can impact us in positive ways to give us just that confidence and that evidence that we have done it before, we can do it again. But it also impacts us in negative ways. And I can see this a lot in just watching kids' sports and the parents who are there trying to relive their accomplishments through their kids because that's what brought them value and satisfaction in their identity. They were always known as the athletic person. I have a dear friend of mine who was so super athletic, very accomplished in, you know, sports, and she's got kids who are super artsy and vice versa. Like my kids are super athletic and, you know, we just kind of laugh about that because like my accomplishments and the things that I've done doesn't really define who I am as a follower of Jesus. They do bring me security whenever I feel like that I'm needing to think about my confidence. You know, these are awesome ways that I have grown or things that I've accomplished. And it does bring some sort of like confidence to look at those past evidences, but it's not who I am. And I think when we look at the impact that our triumphs can make on our identity, we can begin to put our hope and our trust and our value in the things that we've accomplished or have been successful in to a point of idolizing even ourselves and what we've accomplished, where scripture teaches us, even in James, you know, again, I've pulled a lot of scripture out of James. You should just go read James 1, actually. That would be really great. But James talks about our humility, right? He says, our amazing things that we've created are going to pass away. Like that's not going to be something we can depend upon foundationally on the things that we have accomplished in and of our own, because he goes on and he talks about every good and perfect gift is coming from above, from the Father of the heavenly lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change, because he brought us forth by the word of truth that we should be a kind of first fruits. And so he just goes on. You guys just go read James 1 today by way of just like encouraging your mind with truth and equipping yourself with God's love for you and how awesome it is that we've been given the Holy Spirit to like help grow these things in us. And the last one I'm going to talk about is temptations. Temptations impact our identity because sometimes they take us by surprise. And when I am tempted to do something that I have not thought about doing in years, I can really get like spun out in my mind and start looking for more and more and more evidence in my brain of like what caused me to think that. And sometimes it's just being tempted by the enemy that's keeping us from finding our security in Jesus. As human beings, we're going to be tempted to do things when our mind is not fixed on Christ or when our mind is fixed on Jesus, you know, when we're weak and when we're strong, because this is not our home. This is not where we can buy real estate and put down roots and stay here forever. This is a temporary life that we are living in the best way to honor Jesus. And I have to remind myself that is that just because I'm being tempted to do something that is like I haven't struggled with in years, it doesn't mean anything about who I am. It is just something that I'm going to have to depend on Jesus. In that moment, he gives us those things. We look at Jesus who was tempted by Satan after he had fasted for 40 days and Satan comes at Jesus and tempts him, you know, throw yourself down and see if you'll be saved. You know, bow to me and I will give you the whole earth and turn this rock into bread. He attacks Jesus's identity. He tempts him to use his power. He tempts him to use and tap into his identity. And Jesus is like, no, just no. And sometimes when we are tempted, we just beat ourselves up over it, you know, and we get down about it and we're embarrassed about it. When really what Jesus is saying to us through his scripture is just like, call to me. Connect with me. Build a relationship with me. I'm going to help you out when you're tempted. I'm going to help you out when you go through trials. I'm going to help you out when you're going through transitions in your life. I'm going to help you out to grow you through this trauma and to turn it all what the enemy meant for evil, I am meaning for good. I love you. You are seen, you are known, and I created you. You are my workmanship. These are things that God says in his word about you. And these five things that impact our identity should not be so devastating if our relationship with Jesus is growing and thriving. So just to review, trials, transitions, trauma, triumphs, and temptations can impact our identity in a way that causes us to want to take control of our lives on our own or question or spiral out or feel like we're not good enough, worthy enough, whatever it is. And God is wanting to tell you, I am all you need. I am in charge of all of these trials, transitions, trauma, all of the things. I got you. So, we got a new episode coming out later this week, a little bonus episode I've put together that goes with the guide. So make sure you download the guide and then listen to the bonus episode. All right, that's all I got for you today. I hope you've been encouraged by this episode. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks for listening to this episode of Generate Joy. If you know somebody who might benefit and be encouraged by this episode, go ahead and share the podcast with them. And it really does help other people find Generate Joy if you leave a starred review or a comment. So if you have 2 seconds, just scroll down to the bottom of wherever you're listening to your podcast right now and leave me a starred review. It would really bless me big to hear what you're thinking about Generate Joy and help the podcast be found by more women who are wanting to grow in their faith. All right, friend, have an awesome rest of your week.